Gold, Central Victoria, Snow Patrol chasing cars on the home stretch thanks to the UK Hotel and Bendigo Outdoor Power Equipment. It's Daniel this afternoon, and just a friendly reminder that school zones are in effect until 4 o'clock. That message thanks to Barnard Street Car Sales. Well, let's talk some volunteering, and no one better than Helen Yorston, who is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Helen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Gorgeous day out there.
Absolutely lovely.
A little bit cool, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. And there's a little bit of wind around as well, so it's probably dropping the temperatures just a little bit. But apparently this is the last week of summer. Well, officially, according to the calendar, it is the last week of summer. And I did put a call out several months ago. Has anyone seen summer? So have you seen it?
No, we haven't really, have we?
No.
And it does feel a bit autumny today, doesn't it? But I'm sure there'll be still some nice, warm, hot summer weather around.
Yep, mark my words, it'll probably come in the next week or so. It'll be 35 and we'll go, remember when we said the other day it was rather cool?
Yeah.
But it's nice at the moment. All right, let's get into some volunteering opportunities, first of which is Pave the Way. Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, sure, because as you know, with COVID, that sort of locked most volunteering activities down, but we've decided to provide some digital training. So for people who are out there who still get interested to understand a bit more about their rights and responsibilities as a volunteer, but also what is out there, we have created a digital information session that runs for about an hour, and it'll be held once a month. And our next session is on Monday, the 1st of March at 10 a.m. So if anybody would like to know a little bit more about their role as a volunteer, but also their responsibilities of being a volunteer, drop us a line at info@bgovolunteers.org.au and register to attend, and we'll give you some insight into what current roles are available as well. And maybe one of those is helping the Theros Care, their in-grade company program, which is provides some support for people who are older people in our community, but also some online lessons. So that we're really in the digital world today, and maybe it's playing sport or doing some art, like chess sports type activities that you can play on the computers. And I know there's been lots of things happening, also some arts and craft activities. But if people need to be trained how to use the digital tools, there is support for that as well. So if someone would be interested in linking with a person who's perhaps in an aged care facility online, give us a call.
Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, joining us every Tuesday. That's your phone going right now as we speak, Helen. Vision Australia Bendigo are also looking for some volunteers.
They are, that's right. Vision Australia have a fantastic program where they drive around and pick up people and take them to events and activities. And so they're looking for some people to be the transport drivers of the minibus or the fleet car. So if you enjoy driving and you've got a full driver's license and you're happy to be out and about during these, as we transform back to normal life, and happy probably to have your COVID injection when it's available and have a working with children check and a police check, well, maybe this role's for you. So, and I know that Deb and the team at Vision are welcoming new people. Mm-hmm. If it's something different, maybe Star Cinema is the role for you, because they're always looking for volunteers to be selling the tickets and snacks and encouraging people to feel welcome when you go to the movies. So it's a great opportunity to do that. Flexible hours with the Star Cinema and on-the-job training, so we can give Martin a call if anyone's interested.
Well, that's certainly good for indoors, but Helen, with days like today, we mentioned at the top there that it is a little cool and it might warm up, but surely there's some outdoor activities for us.
Of course, yes. And our Bendigo Showgrounds, they're looking for people to assist with the maintenance of the grounds, especially during the weeks, with all sorts of activities from mowing, gardening, power tool repairs on buildings and maintenance in general. So if that's what people might be interested in, give us a buzz. And of course, otherwise, to your listeners out there who are a part of a community organisation or a group or club, and you're looking for some support to start to reactivate your services, give us a call, because we're here to help you implement your COVID-safe policies and procedures, but also put the help with the call out for new volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you very much, Helen. Really do. If anyone wants to get in touch, how do they do that?
Yeah, sure. Now we're back in the office this week, back in the library. Monday to Thursday between about 10:30 and 4:30. Give us a call on 5441 1404 or Google Bendigo Volunteers.
Helen Yorston, the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre, really do appreciate your time as always, and let's catch up next week.
Fantastic. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you very much. It is Gold Central Victoria.